Good morning. I'm fantastic.
Well, thank you for being with us. We know you have a very busy week leading up to your very busy Saturday as the Monroe County Walk for Life gets going this weekend. Tell us where everything takes place and what time everything gets started on Saturday.
It's going to be at the Southeast YMCA in Bloomington on Anderson Road, or Highland Avenue. I'm sorry, 2125 South Highland Avenue. So if you come off of, I think it's Tap Road at that point, go north, you go all the way back to the back and you hit the YMCA and we're at the outdoor track. Starts, we've got a luncheon for cancer survivors and their caregivers. It's a free lunch provided by the Shortstop Barbecue Train, and that starts at 1 to 2. And then we have our opening laps at 2 p.m. We're going to have the Starduster's playing things like When the Saints Go Marching In. So actually, it's the Dixieland Band. Jerry Jerome's Dixieland Band is playing live music, and we'll have live music throughout the day.
Now, who can participate in all this, Bernadette?
Anyone. Anyone at all. And people often think that this is a Relay for Life event, but we're calling it Walk for Life to emphasize the fact that it's walking.
So
if you want to run, we'll let you run.
I was going to say, so we don't have to run. I don't have to like get out my major running shoes. And
it's no fun to run with your checkbook and your bag of money. So we want you to bring that as well, because the money that's raised for this event, the Walk of Life, tell us how it impacts our community.
It comes back to us in terms of research and different funding for folks to learn about things while they're dealing with cancer. They can learn about makeup and wigs and that sort of thing. And we're also having stuff like that throughout the day where people can learn about their own personal care, nutrition, stress reduction, so exercise and diet. So we're going to have all kinds of events throughout the day. Sometimes relays can get kind of crazy, and I think you mentioned earlier an egg walk.
We might do a lot of fun and games.
We'll do a lot of fun things, but we'll also try to focus on some health. We've got a major sponsor. The New School of Public Health at IU is our major sponsor, and the Y is one of our sponsors, as well as WGCL. And we've also got a couple other folks, the Barbecue Train, as I mentioned, are providing food. They're a sponsor. Garlic Fest folks are providing food in the afternoon for kind of a dinner.
I can smell them from here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then King Snake Sound is going to provide our audio equipment so that we can have live music.
So this is not just a relay or walk for life. It is also a support system, kind of there's a bunch of support things for folks with cancer or maybe someone who's a family member who wants to know more about what's going on with cancer. And
exactly. So
if I want to get involved with this, Bernadette, what do I do now?
You can go to the relayforlife.org/ Monroe County IN website and you can register there. You can register a team and or you could just donate. You can purchase luminaria, which are, I think people know them when they see them. They're the bags with the
candles inside of them.
And you can register online and purchase these online, or you can come to the event and purchase and support us there. But at dusk, these luminaria get lit around the track, and it's a really kind of solemn commemoration.
And very beautiful, I'm sure.
It's gorgeous. And people decorate the bags throughout the day. And when you light them up at night, it's just a nice way to walk around the track and honor those who've survived as well as remember those we've lost to cancer.
And do you have a suggested donation that people do when they register for this? How does that part of it work?
We're not requiring anything. We are going to encourage people to donate throughout the day. For the luminaria, the suggested donation is $10.
Okay. All right.
And you can do that online so that you can just purchase them for each person that you want to remember. The last three that this event is related to the IU Relay for Life that occurred in February. And at that event, I purchased 20 bags, and then I kept remembering other people that I knew and loved that were affected by cancer. So
Yeah, if I had to get one for every person I've ever known that's been affected or that we've lost in that battle, I mean, it's a big number, I think, for most of us.
Well, the bad news is we have to talk to you every year. That's the bad news. We wish we wouldn't have to speak to you anymore.
I wish I didn't have to talk to you ever again.
That's exactly right.
About this event. We want to talk to you, Bernadette. We like you, but we're just about this particular issue. Yes, we wish that it was done, but it's not. So we want to make sure we support this event and we get as many people on board. And it starts at 1 o'clock today?
Or 1 o'clock
on
those,
Saturday, excuse me?
It's 1 o'clock for those folks that are survivors of cancer and their caregivers. They can bring them to a free barbecue luncheon that the barbecue train is providing. And then 2 p.m. is when the opening ceremony starts, which is really kind of kicks off with the lap for the survivors. And then they're joined by their caregivers. And we'll have the Dixieland band playing, I think, When the Saints Come Marching In is what I told him would be a good one to start with. So
fire them up.
I do want to remind folks, today there is a car wash fundraiser that one of the teams, the Wise Guys from the Y, they're doing a fundraiser at the Bloomington Car Wash on South Walnut from 9 to 5 today.
Nice. So I can get my car
cleaned,
too.
If you can't make it on the weekend, here's another great way to get involved. Right. Bernadette De Leon is our guest this morning. It is the Walk for Life. I inaccurately called it the Relay for Life because sadly that's been indoctrinated into me over time because, sadly, we have to talk about this. But this is great that you're taking it. And again, very similar to what has gone on in the past. And calling it the Walk for Life. So I don't want people confused that they're going to be three more different events. This is the same one.
No.
It's coming up this Saturday. And we love that it's from 2 to 11 because that gives us a nice window on a Saturday where we're very busy. We can get by in the early afternoon part, or we can get by at dinner time or even in the evening after dinner when the kids are out running around the neighborhood.
Right, and you're invited anytime, drop in.
So there's formal start that we have to be there for. We can just come by and support those who have made it through this difficult battle or are dealing with a difficult battle.
Yes, and you can learn all sorts of things throughout the day. We're giving pedometers, the step counting.
Mine always goes negative. How does that work? Is that from sitting around all day? Does that go backwards?
I'm definitely not
getting this. You're walking backwards.
This thing is broken. Help me out here. Hey, where can I go online to either register, pre-register, or get some more information?
So if you just go to relayforlife.org/Monroe County IN, so spell out Monroe County IN, there's a couple buttons there to join us. If you do want to create a team, we are waiving the team fee. When it says to how you're going to pay, you just say you're going to pay by cash or check, and then we won't collect that money unless you want to give it to us on Saturday.
Great. So again, get rid of those hurdles. Everybody get out and get involved. And sadly, let's hope we don't have to talk to you next year about this.
That would be wonderful. We've got a great T-shirt. I want to tell you about
the
T-shirt.
Do it.
We've got an I Walk T-shirt, and people are going to be able to decorate it in the front with anything they want. Why are they walking? Is it in honor of someone, in memory of other folks? So we're going to have all kinds of fabric, to decorate your shirts, and we should have some colorful, delightful shirts out there on the track on Saturday.
That sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun. So turning a tough subject into one that hopefully brings awareness, hopefully that brings the money into one day we can take care of it all where people won't have to worry about this. Bernadette, thank you so much for your time. Give us the website one more time so people can get involved.
Okay. It's relayforlife.org/Monroe County IN.